Hi, everyone, and welcome to Author's Corner. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google+, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. And I think we do have Nick on the line. Nick, are you on the line?
I'm here.
All right, so I'm excited to welcome the program author Nick Eatman of TheDallasCowboys.com and host of The Jerry Jones Show. And he has written a book, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Texas, A Year in the Life of the Lone Star Football from High School to College to the Cowboys. Nick, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited to talk to you today. And let's kind of go delve into specifically enough why you wrote this book. Again, you've written about the Dallas Cowboys before and on certain occasions. You've written other sports books. But why about all of Texas talking about this and how the relationship is involved with high school, college, and then pro?
You know, I kind of just backed into the idea. It wasn't something that came to me right away. I was actually trying to be at a lot of places at once and cover the Cowboys and go to Baylor football games, because I'd just written the band. You know, this is a journey in itself. This is a book in itself. And then I actually, you know, strangely enough, the TV show Modern Family was the one that kind of gave me inspiration to this, and just say, you know what, I like the way they bounce around with these three different families, three different sets, and so I'm going to kind of write a book like this. I'm going to figure out how to weave in three different sets of football, three different levels, but also talking about the parallels of the similarities and the you know, how different things are, and so that's kind of how the book evolved.
Yeah, it sounds like definitely that's how the book evolved, is that you're like telling stories, that there's like a 6 degrees of separation between high school, college, and pro football, and to tell the stories of how they relate to each other and yet are different is very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, and you know, youth and the high school kids, and you know, everybody has their own set of issues, and you go to high school, you know, these guys are trying to get into college, but taking the SATs. You got college kids trying to pass courses, and you know, they're thinking about, you know, their NFL life, and then in the NFL, you know, it could be a new contract, or it could be just the breaking down tape, studying it each week. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. They all kind of have the same issue, just on different scopes, different levels.
And that's interesting. Tell us how crazy it is on a Friday night for Texas, for high school football in Texas.
I think what it is, I mean, crazy is a good word for it. I mean, because it you rally together the community. The community, it's not just, you know, a set of here's the Eagles or the Tigers or the Lions. It's the whole town. And because a lot of people stay where they grew up, and now, you know, they used to play high school football, or they were in the band, they were in the drill team, and now their sons and daughters are in there, and so it Friday night, it doesn't matter what you're doing, we're either, you know, we're closing the shop and we're going to the game, and that's where we're going to be. And I think that, you know, it's kind of a sense of history and tradition that the team that really kind of rallies people together, and you might have, you know, different scopes here, different groups over here, but the whole town, you know, it kind of rallies on this one football.
Yeah, that reminds me of my community in Pittsburgh, outside where I live in Pine, that everyone gathers around in Western Pennsylvania, and they're a really good high school football team, and pretty much the town stops on Friday. Everyone is there, and that they're all excited. They're all, the day of, you go into the schools, they all are wearing the colors. People at work that live in that area or our parents are all wearing the colors. It's just like it's an event. You might as well not plan anything on a Friday night in Texas during that time.
Exactly. And you know, and I think, you know, it's good that you said that about Pennsylvania, which is also really big with high school football as well. And I would imagine a lot of places are. I think the difference is the commitment that and the resources that are available. And you know, I think schools and the state and the funding, they just put more emphasis to it. So now you can have better facilities, better uniforms. I don't think the passion is that much different. You know, like you said, but I think the community, I mean, I don't think it's different from the community. I just think the commitment that from a financial standpoint. And now, I mean, we had the Cowboys, when it rained last year, two or three times they had to miss practice or they had to move practice to a high school facility, you know. So here's an indoor facility from a high school team.
Yeah.
That just kind of goes to show just how these facilities have kind of gotten out of control in Texas.
They're putting so much money in, but kind of to explain how a lot of players that play in high school football in Texas are highly recruited. Not a lot, but it's one of the hotbeds to find top talent, isn't it, for college football?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Because what you want to do is that, you know, you don't want it to be too big for them at the next level. And so there, and then all of a sudden he goes to college and it takes him a little bit. It's an adjustment. He's never seen crowds like this. He's never seen a stadium like this and excitement like this. But in Texas, these kids are already kind of preparing for it. That's what they've been prepping. There's kids that go into other colleges and they find out the weight room that they had in high school is way better than this one here in college, and the crowds are not the same. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, and sometimes, you know, I've heard where kids don't even really want to go play a Division II football or just to extend their career because it's not the same as what they had it in high school. They'll never be as much passion as what they had there. So that just goes to show, and just hearing some of these Texas schools, that it's even greater than some college teams just from a level of commitment.
That's interesting. You said not wanting to play at a lower level. They want to play at the highest level and that doing that. Let's go in a little bit of what you covered in professional football. A lot different preparation, but it's a job. And you're seeing how people that are fans of the Dallas Cowboys live in Texas and also how the players prepare and how they get recognized they are on and off the field, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the visibility for the Cowboys is just off the charts. You know, I think there was a study or that just came out about 4 or 5 months ago where the top five jerseys, one of them was Ezekiel Elliott, who hadn't even played. And I would imagine now that Dak Prescott's jumping into this list as well because he's the Cowboys, you know, the future, I guess you would say, at quarterback. So, the Cowboys, not only America's team, but it starts in Texas. And I really believe that the fandom for the Cowboys, the excitement there of the America's team. You've got the University of Texas and the Longhorns, one of the biggest teams in the country as well. I think that has kind of trickled down. You've got Cowboys, you've got Texas, and that's what creates the buzz and excitement all across the state from a high school level.
Absolutely. Last thing, Nick, is okay. People got to definitely pick up the book, but we're gonna see where we can pick it up. I know in all finer bookstores. But the rivalry between the Steelers and the Cowboys, I'm sure you cannot wait till they're both in an opportunity to play in another Super Bowl together, right?
Oh, that would be great. I don't think I'd like to call myself a historian on the Super Bowl. I don't believe anybody's ever faced each other three times like the Cowboys and Steelers had. If they can get a fourth one, that would be great. And that's what I grew up, I grew up watching those games and, you know, the rivalry there in the Super Bowl. And then I remember the one that they played, well, I guess it was 20-something years ago. But, the Cowboys have a lot of rivalries in their division and things like that, but I still think the Dallas-Pittsburgh one is a good one because they don't play very often. They do play this year up in November, and it's going to be interesting to see. There'll be a lot of Cowboys fans there, just like there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans when they
Will you be covering it in Pittsburgh? Will you be coming to Pittsburgh?
I haven't missed a game in 17 years, so I definitely expect to be there in Pittsburgh and be up at Heinz Field for that one.
So what I'll do is I'll reach out to you and your later when you're getting closer to coming to Pittsburgh. Maybe we can have coffee or a beer or something and chat.
Sounds great.
For sure.
That's great. Both of them sound good.
All right, cool. All right, well, thanks again for calling, Nick. Best place we can purchase the book, all finer bookstores, but we can also follow you on Twitter and different places, so tell us where we can follow you.
Definitely, definitely. You can follow me on Twitter at Nick Eatman, or at Nick Eatman, and really the book's going to be sold anywhere, Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can get the e-book, the Kindle, all that there. It'll be available.
Okay. Well, Nick, thanks for taking the time, man, and thanks for coming on the show. You're listening to Author's Corner, and we'll be back in just a moment.